G'day one and g'day all. Welcome to another edition of Strange Days Broadcast. I'm going to put on Max Egan again. He's been around the last few days. He's been busy boy. So he's on I'm pretty sure he's been on this network before. I haven't listened to this myself, and I like to bounce ideas off if I want to pause it for a second, share my own thoughts and feelings here and there, or just let the whole thing run. Just see how the whole thing goes, pretty much. And he's on. He's getting interviewed by. I'm pretty sure he's been here before on Northwest Liberty News. And I'm not sure the topic's at hand, but yeah, I'm sure it'd be interesting nonetheless. I'm not sure how long they've been around for. I have seen them before. I'm pretty sure he's had Max on before, but I. Yeah, usually political topics and a bit of alternative media, a little bit of patriotisms and all these other issues. Either way, I'm sure it's going to be a great interview. So time-wise, it does not... Oh, yep. Goes for 1 hour and 11 seconds. One. That's right. Synchronicities at hand for sure. Right, the show will kick off in about a minute. I gather they're going to have a little bit of an introduction, and we shall rock and roll and just see where it goes, eh? Enjoy it.
Here today in the broadcast, I'm your host, James White. This is Northwest Liberty News, and we are coming to you live from Kalispell, Montana, on this 12th day of January 2023, and we are delighted to have Max Egan with us today here on the show once again. Max has been with us several times on the broadcast. It's always great to have him on the show. He is a sage. He's a musician, a podcaster, I think a philosopher, and he has... He's been laying out some serious truth online and for many years now. We're always delighted to have Max here on the broadcast. Let me make sure that he is unmuted. He is unmuted. Max Egan, thanks again for joining us here on Northwest Liberty News.
Thank you, brother. Thanks for having me on. Good to come and talk to you. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you great. You sound just fine. Cool. Max, I don't know even where to start here. First of all, thanks so much for coming on the broadcast. You're always so gracious to accept my invitation to come on the show, and I really very much appreciate that. There's a lot going on right now, and I don't even know where to begin. You've been talking about this, I've been talking about this, you've been talking about it for a long time, but I think some of the stuff that yourself and myself and others have been talking about, we see that it's starting to come to life, and it's troubling to say the least. But just to start, Max, why don't you give us a 30,000-foot view of where we're at here? I believe that we are in some sort of a great awakening. You know, frame that however you like. I think people are waking up. I think this is not good for the other side, because the way that the con keeps going on is, if no one knows about the con, I think we all kind of realize now that we're being conned and being run by tyrants. So let's start off, we can, Max. We're going to go into a lot of things today. I know you've been spending time looking at the court, the world court. I think Israel's on trial here in the world court. We can talk about that and other things. Max Egan, thanks so much for being here. Just give us a 30,000-foot view if you can, and then we'll start drilling down.
Yeah, well, as you say, there is a huge awakening happening, and their plans are really in a lot of hot water at the moment. A lot of people are figuring out. There was even a thing I had on my last report. A lady from the WEF is saying, all of we elites, all the leaders, are trusting each other more and more, but unfortunately the people are trusting them less and less. So even though they can make all these plans, if nobody follows, then it's not going to work. And that's what we're seeing. People aren't following. I mean, a lot of people have woken up to the fact that this jab was a toxic attempt to basically depopulate the world. So many people have had side effects and damage, and you know, the vaccine uptake has dropped way down to something like 8% or something. So, you know, a lot of people aren't going to fall for the next scamdemic. They're not falling for anything that's happening. Some of the stuff that's coming out in Europe, I mean, you're saying that breathing is causing climate change. It's just gone from the sublime to the ridiculous. So, you know, they're clutching at straws trying to push their agenda through, and I really don't think they're going to succeed. You know, although we're in a time of great difficulty and great peril, great concern, it's also a time of great awakening, a time of great opportunity, and I think the people are seeing that. There's major pushbacks all over the world, and I think it's going to be a really pivotal year, this one. And I said at the start of it, it's going to be a crazy year. If you think it was crazy for the last 4 years, just wait till you see what they're going to do this year. And we're like 10 days or 12 days into the year. We've got tunnels being exposed in New York, like, you know, Jews coming out of the sewers, literally climbing out of the sewers.
I know, I saw that video.
It's crazy. You've got the International Criminal Court charging Israel with genocide and war crimes. And their only defense, I mean, I watched the Israeli defense this morning, and it was just basically Hamas, 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 Hamas. We didn't bomb any hospitals. Hamas, Hamas, Hamas. The Holocaust, Hamas, Hamas, Hamas. That was their defense. It's just crazy. So people are seeing it. People are seeing things for what they are. So I think it's just going to get more and more nuts. You know, and if this first 10 or 12 days is any indication, well, we're in for a great revealing, I think, this year, brother.
The great revealing, the day of revelations and recollations. A curtsy, a bow, and a tilt of the hat to you, my love. How are you going, 86, my niece, my friend, and my entrepreneur of grandiose schemes of grandiose things to come? How was that one? That was pretty good.
So, you know, the culmination of everything we've done, they're so far behind in their plans. Even when you look at how they said they wanted to take over five nations in 7 years, that was back in 2007, they said.
Wesley Clark.
That's right.
Wesley Clark.
Yeah. And that was back in 2007. So they said 5 years. It's now 2024. They still haven't succeeded in that. So, you know, they're really, really falling behind schedule. And the more blatant they make it, the more people are waking up. People are starting to see that, you know, we don't actually.
This is the problem. The more that we're waking up, the more they're getting scared and worried. And what happens when people start getting worried and scared? You know what happens? They make mistakes. That's right. That's what they're doing. We're like, hello, we can see you. The emperor has no clothes.
Don't actually need governments. It's no good petitioning them. It's no good playing by their rules. We've got to realize that they've all invalidated themselves by their own actions. You're all in breach of their own laws. You're all in breach of trust, in breach of confidence, in abuse of office. I mean, it's becoming pretty obvious to people. So I think we're going to see a huge pushback this year, brother. Instead of taking
money at the bank. No, I agree, Max, and we're already seeing that. And, you know, one of the things that we don't have the luxury of here in the States is getting the news that's going on across the world about all the uprisings. They don't want that. They don't want that published here because they don't want to give us, you know, any ideas, I guess you could say. But, you know, I've contended for quite some time, and I think it was illustrated, I think, very, very plainly with the whole COVID scam. I believe we're under sort of a trauma-based mind control, Max. I think they've used, like, fear and trauma.
I think it's really weird. I won't see no one just about all day, and as soon as I start a show, I get a knock at the door. What's the odds on that, eh? I tell you, it's virtually without fail. The worst one's when I actually say that I'm going to do one, and it's like half an hour into it. Oh, are you doing a show, are you? Well, we did have this discussion like five times today. Oh, my God, it cracks me up. I don't know what it is, man. I used to always get that years ago with my mother or my brother would always ring without freaking fail. Never hear from them all week. Saturday morning comes when I was doing my show. This is on another platform. Sure enough, ringity ring, ring, ring. It's like some sort of it's a bit like a light with these freaking bugs that get attracted to it. You know what I mean? It's so bizarre. I don't know. It's like a subconscious thing, I think. I still can't work it out to this day. It just cracks me up every time. So I learned pretty early in the piece, I just don't tell them. And everything seems to work out fine. Oh, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. But overall, my family always comes first no matter what I do, and that's the way I treat it. There was only once I'd done it when I was first getting into it, and I got a bit cranky and angry, and I thought, nah, this ain't acceptable. And I learned from that one lesson. That's all it took me years ago. And I said, nah, my family comes first. I don't give a shit if I've got to talk, even if a show's going. And that's the way you should roll, guys. I mean, I ain't getting paid. I have freaking some studio or some bloody thing. So, yeah, family comes first. Blood before, what is it? Whatever they say. Blood's thicker than water, guys. No doubt about it. Blood's thicker than a pond and a little man floating around on a beam. Something like that.
To control us, I think.
Anyway, that's, back I think, to Max.
The problem. And Kathy O'Brien on the Lovely. Broadcast before. Wrong, about like transformation and talked about MK Ultra mind control, and that stuff's real, folks. And I think they still use it today. I think we just need to sort of. We need to be able to find out how to break the trauma based mind control, Max. Because I think once we do that, then that's going to, the floodgates are going to open. But I think we're still sort of, they're using that MK Ultra type stuff against us. You have any thoughts on that?
Well, they are. I mean, everything that's going on in Gaza and everything, and make it all so blatant and so in your face. Yeah, they are. But we're seeing pushbacks everywhere. I mean, I did an interview on a Hungarian show the other day. People right across Europe, people in places that you've never heard of are still speaking out about this. There is huge pushback. So like you say, the American media isn't going to let you know this is happening. You know, but they don't want to break that mind control. That's what the news is all about, just fear-based, stress, 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 be in fear. Don't go outside, violence, catastrophe, murder, death, everywhere. You don't want to go outside, don't want to travel, don't want to go to another country. This is the best place to be. Your government will look after you. But it doesn't matter which country you go to, they tell you the same thing. And the people are kind of starting to realize this. Hang on, it's just all these governments putting us against each other and convincing us that we need them to look after us from all the problems and protect us from all the problems that they create. And we're seeing it. I mean, the mass formation that we had through the pandemic. Now, this was, it was kind of scary and freaky to see how much the world fell for it. But in hindsight, people are looking back at that now and going, well, hang on, you know, Max was right, James was right. There were so many people who were right. And this is breaking the barriers down. They don't want to admit it. I mean, we're taught that, you know, being wrong about anything is the greatest mistake you can ever make in your life. And people don't really want to admit that they were wrong. But they're seeing the results of it. They're seeing people dropping on TV still, sports stars falling. There's a 14-year-old kid died in Australia the other day, like a promising athlete, 14 years old, just dropped dead on the field. Sudden death syndrome, of course, you know, nothing to do with the jab. People are seeing all this stuff. People are seeing all the problems that they had, that they got on top of in their bodies, all their health issues are all coming back after they had the jab. You know, their immune systems are breaking down. Their bodies aren't repairing themselves properly. People are seeing it, even though we're not really hearing the media report it. People are seeing it themselves. They're disconnecting from that world, disconnecting from the propaganda, and their brains are coming back online. So, yeah, it's a great thing. It's a great thing. And the mind control has been, you know, I mean, that's what it's all about. Look at entertainment, what the word actually means, entertainment. You know, look what government means. It's all mind control. Anything with ment in it, you know, mente is mind.
They call it, you know, programming, Max. They call it programming.
Entertainment. Yeah, well, entertainment is to hold the mind. That's what the word means, you know. So people are seeing now. People are seeing just how much they've been lied to about everything. And you notice all this kind of happens since the advent of the television. Once they invented the television, the whole narrative of the world changed. People started losing all their life skills, and they kind of led us to this point. So we're basically seeing a renaissance of the old ways, a renaissance of human skills and human intelligence. It's coming back online after what it's been through for the last 50, 60 years. And I think they've played their card too soon. I really do. I think they made it so dramatically dystopian through this whole COVID scamdemic, and they really thought people would just continue to go along with it, but they didn't. I mean, a lot of us were pushing back. A lot of us didn't do it, and this kind of caused problems. And now those people who did do it and did comply aren't kind of really attacking us anymore. Now they're kind of saying, well, you guys were right, and they're looking for advice from people like us to find their way back to normality. And I think we're going to see more and more of it. I think the whole system is going to break down this year. I really do. Which means, of course, they're going to make it more dystopian. They're going to try to crash everything.
That's right.
I mean, what they're doing in the Middle East at the moment, trying to get this war escalated, this whole conflict with Gaza, they're trying to turn it out into a regional war, get the Yemen involved, get Lebanon involved, get Syria involved. They desperately want Iran to step in.
Yep.
Because they really want to have this war with Iran. And if that happens, then you'll have China, you'll have Russia, you'll have everybody sort of coming online and getting into this, which may well be what they want to do as well, because they want to crash the U.S. economy. They want to. The only way you're going to bring down America is to bring it down from within. I mean, America really couldn't fight a war against Russia and China and Iran all at once at the moment. It's kind of spread too thin. But it would provide the perfect excuse as to why the U.S. economy went down, why they lost their position as a world reserve currency. I mean, you can see all the dominoes have been put in place. And it's one of the big goals is to bring America down by whatever means possible. And that can really only be done financially. You're never going to do it with a war. The people are too well armed. You've got to do it from within. So they've collapsed a lot of the food production in the United States. Now they're bringing all this stuff on in the Middle East, and this conflict with Russia. And you notice the One Belt, One Road thing that is coming out of China as well, the new BRIC system, the new Silk Road, everything they want to do. They want to bring this online. They want to bring the mass surveillance online, the Chinese surveillance system. But they've got to do it in a way that looks believable, like it was just a natural cause of events. Nothing they planned. It just kind of happened that way. And I think keeping a focus on that and letting people know that that's the plan is what is exposing it and what is preventing that from happening. You know, it's getting to the point that if they do this, the people are just going to see this and go, well, this is everything that everyone's been predicting for the last 5 years. So you can't tell me it's a natural course of events. This has all been done deliberately to bring us to this point of control where everything's going to collapse. And we're going to go, oh, my God, please come and save me, government, you know, when it's the government that's created it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I see all this as opportunities to throw off the strings of control completely and replace our government. So if we're going to have government at all, we need to replace them with people of integrity and help lead us back to a point of safety. And I think we're going to see all this come to a head this year.
Well, what you're describing is the Hegelian dialectic, and I know you're very aware of that. They actually create the problem. They wait for the reaction from the folks, and then they come in with a solution. And the solution, of course, always furthers their agenda and gives them more power and results in more tyranny. And again, just because the mere fact that we're talking about that, and you know, once people realize, they look back and go, you know something? Wow, they really do that, don't they? Of course they do. This is their modus operandi. This is divide and conquer. All that. They run a bunch of different psychological operations on us at one time, Max. And we just have to, again, once we knock one down, one fallacy down, we just need to work on the next one. I think it's just a matter of educating folks and having them realize, you know, we're sort of under some spell that the government, for some reason, is there to help us. And they're going to solve it for us. We're so close, I think, to breaking that paradigm. But I think once we do, as I stated, I think the floodgates are going to open, Max. And that's why guys like you and I and Cliff High and others continue to go out there and put out the truth, because we just need to wake up a certain amount of folks, and then we'll get over that tipping point, and then I think the truth is going to come out in a flood. Any thoughts on that, Max?
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, and it already is, you know. I mean, even the predictions that we've made and letting people see just how the system works. You know, I said many years ago, 9/11 was the beginning of the end game. 9/11, when they kickstarted the war on terror, and the issue now is, I mean, a lot of the kids that are waking up through this, they weren't even born when 9/11 happened. It seems just so recent, but it's so long ago as well. It's amazing that this was like 23 years ago, the 9/11 attacks happened, and it seems like it was just a few months ago, you know, in my life, but. I said that was the beginning of the end game. When the Christchurch shooting happened, I said this is the beginning of the final move of the end game. And if we don't deal with the information that we've got about Christchurch and expose the New Zealand government and the world media, then I expect the world to go into lockdown within 12 to 18 months.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, I didn't know you could hear me in the background. Yeah, I was just texting my brother. I just thought, oh, I'll do it in the quiet while he's playing, you know. And, oh, wow, I had it on mute. Oh, yeah, sorry about that, guys. I didn't know it was coming through. Oh, there you go, little sneaky bugger me. And I'm glad that freaking you just got rid of that dirty little freaking creep on that show there, mate. It's the only reason I'm staying away from there. I really enjoy your shows. But as I've mentioned in the past, yeah, man. But I thought I heard him last week or a couple of days ago in there talking his bullshit. Oh, well, I hope it stays that way, man, because it really brings down your show as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, good stuff, man. Yeah, good decision. Little freaking dirty bastard thing he is.
Months. And we went into lockdown exactly 12 months later. We all got kicked off, deplatformed off Facebook and YouTube and all these things. Everything that was predicted. There's a lot of people that have listened to a lot of these old shows and they're going, well, these guys are actually spot on with what they say. Yeah, Max said all this stuff back in 2019. In 2020, there we were. Everyone was kicked off. There we were in lockdown. All of this stuff is happening like clockwork, you know, which every time we do this, we make one of these predictions and it turns out to be true and people see it, it throws their plans back, you know, 4 or 5 years sometimes. It really throws their plans back because people start noticing. And you know, our fact that we've just been relentless and just kept going and haven't backed down, everything they've tried to do, deplatform us, you know, move us around, shut bank accounts down, all the stuff they've done to me to try to silence me. And I've just kept going along, same thing, just kept putting out the message. So many people are doing that, and you're seeing more and more people stepping up and doing this. And people are listening to it and going, well, everything this guy said has actually happened. It's all true. So, you know, the penny begins to drop. They start looking at things a little differently. You know, they see all these mass shootings and all these things that happen, and they start to realize that, well, it isn't about who was shot. It isn't about whether it was real or not. It isn't about any of those things. What it's about is, how is the government going to use this? Even George W. Bush said that, you know, I see opportunity in crisis. When 9/11 happened, people see a crisis, I see opportunity.
I see dead people.
Crisis, and that's the way they use it. When these shootings happen, when these events happen, when there's a global crash of some economy or oil or whatever goes down, how is the government going to use that to take away more of your rights and give themselves more power?
I see dead politicians.
People are starting to see that this is how it actually works. So, you know, every time this happens, and every time they stage one of these false flag events or stage some major event and try to blame it on Russia or China or terrorists or whatever, you know, truck crashing or airline crashing or whatever, you begin to see how they use it. And this limits their power more and more. They're getting away with it less and less and less. And more people are seeing this. So, like I said, I think it's going to be a really interesting year. It's going to be a very active year, but also it's a year of great opportunity. This might be the year that we actually flip the mill and take the world back. This is what I'm seeing anyway. I'm seeing a huge awakening happening everywhere I go. And the more dystopian they try to make it, the more people tend to step away from the system and realize that, okay, it's us that has to change this. We can't vote people in here. Trump isn't going to come along and save it. It's got to be us. If we change our perspective and grow up and stop believing we need parents, then we're going to change the world. And this is the year that we can do it. And remember, 2025 is one of their big years. They want to have so much in place by 2025. And they're so far behind schedule now that we can just help them fail a little bit more along the way.
Yeah, we absolutely can. I think they want the singularity by 2025 or 2026 from the work of, you know, Ray Kurzweil. They want, you know, machines to merge with humans. But again, I don't see it succeeding very well for them at all here, because people are, as you stated, waking up. And, you know, Max, we're seeing here in the States, we're seeing now they've kicked students out of schools to house migrants. And now I believe governors of, I want to say maybe it's New Hampshire, somewhere out east, now they want people to move migrants into their homes and have them live there. This is worldwide. They've used this tactic in other parts of the country, flood the countries with migrants, and it basically...
Oh, why not? I got a spare queen-size big gun that weighs tears just all on me own. Come on in. Come and share it. You know, I've got plenty of room here. Bloody hell, I'll take a migrant. They have to do some age testing and stipulations. There's no doubt about it. But we could probably work something out for bloody sure.
We've talked talked about a Cloward Piven strategy here, where they basically overwhelm the system to the point where it
bloody
all
baby
breaks
house,
down.
Mate.
This is all just part of their big plan, is it not, Max?
I'll even pick out the outfit.
Well, yeah, as well. And they want to play East off against West. I mean, you'll see a lot of these migrants, because they're dark skinned, they're saying, "Oh, these are Muslims." So it's Muslim terrorists that are coming to your country. So it's not. It's just brown people. Yeah, with what they're doing in Gaza, really trying to see play this off again.
Oh, leave the Muzzies alone. God, I'd hate to see them bloody take off that headgear. I think it's quite acceptable to leave that thing on. Thank you very much, Max.
It's Muslims versus Jews. You know, anybody who's protesting the genocide of Gaza, they're saying these are pro-Hamas supporters and all this sort of stuff. So they're trying to play it off this way. There's so many reports on Twitter and stuff about, you know, all the marches in the streets that are pro-Palestinian marches and anti-genocide marches, calling these pro-Hamas marches. Now they're saying, oh, all these migrants that have come into Europe, these are all Muslim terrorists.
Oh,
you know, so they're really trying to play it off east against west. They brought all these people into your country.
Divide and conquer, guys.
You know, lifestyle that they've seen on the TV, and they think that's what the West is about. They don't realize that the West is as messed up as everywhere else because the governments have made it that way. You know, you come to America, you're going to get all of this stuff, and you're going to have all these beautiful women who like to have sex.
Come to America, I'd show them, like, you know how they do these, like, holiday camp things. Show them, like, Pittsburgh for start. Welcome, your first starting point for the new life and adventure of the American dream. Have all the freaking crackheads down the street with their bums hanging out of their pants, all freaking bent over, man, on their freaking, the latest new crack drug, you know what I mean? Ventanol Alley, here we come. Book your flight today.
Have sex all the time and all this sort of stuff. So, you know, they feed them porn and they deprive
a free week supply of fentanyl as you enter the state.
A housing and a $5,000 credit card, you know, and they think, wow, I'm in paradise. Then it doesn't work out that way. So they get a little bit disgruntled and think, well, you know, you've brought me a long way from home and blah, blah, blah. They start smashing stuff up. So, like I said, if you want to bring down America, you've got to do it from within. And that's what they've done. They've done it through America. They've done it through Europe. They've brought all these migrants in, promised them all.
What do you reckon, Nick? Good idea, mate.
Reneged on the deal.
That'll keep them out.
Given them enough to make them feel like...
Welcome to Land of the Zombie.
Entitled. Now, a lot of them have a real sense of entitlement. But when you bring them here, you give them a nice house, you give them a $5,000 credit card and blah, blah, blah. But most of them are young men of fighting age. I've heard reports that they're bringing in weapons as well. I don't know how true that is. It could be just part of the psychological game that they're playing. But they want to put East against West in our own countries on the ground where we live. They're bringing these migrants into all...
I'm glad you asked, Nick. I am doing slightly short of fabulous. Thank you very much. Just slightly short of fabulous.
Western countries.
You know, living the dream, mate. Living the dream.
Undermine Australia, New Zealand, everywhere. And it's all part of the plan to play these two sides off against each other. You know, that's what the government wants, have this clash of cultures in our country so they can just sit over the top and they can just dictate what people do and then go in and mop up the mess at the end, create a situation that is so bad and so violent that they have to bring in the military, have to bring in the National Guard.
That's right.
Max is 22 minutes in. He's going to go here until the hour. So he's got about another just under 40 minutes to go. Oh, I guess you could call it 40 minutes. 40 plus 20 equals 1 hour, 60 minutes. Bloody hell, Oz, you're doing really well with your mathematical equations tonight. That's for bloody sure. What do you want, an extra cup of coffee or something? Yes, I am, actually. I've had 4 cups of coffee, 3 green teas and 2 jasmine teas, and then I just sucked down a bottle of oak and eggnog. I tell you what, I'm firing on all cylinders tonight, guys. There's no doubt about it. And I just had some crackers, barbecue crackers. I've got some lamb shanks ready for brekkie in the morning. I'm having some bloody lamb cutlets tonight for dinner. Overly cooked, of course. Semi-barbecued. Oh, bloody, I don't get much better than that. I'm just debating whether plum sauce or barbecue sauce on the side. I don't know. Life couldn't get much better, my friend. Life couldn't get much better. So as I was getting to, I don't know if I mentioned it when I was in my little delusion then of grandeur, is that Max will be gone for approximately 40 minutes. That'll leave us just over, well, just under an hour of a bit of a yiddy-diddy-yakity-yak-yak-yakity-back-yak. If anyone would like to have a yarn with Uncle Oz, If not, I'll probably just take it out to the hour and a half mark, clean it nice and clean there. Well, give or take a minute or two, depending on when Podbean decides to do that. Woo! Our two-minute little things come up. Oh, another 2 minutes, three. Is it going to be two or three tonight? Yeah. I wish they'd fix that. That really, really gets my goat.
I have to arm the police and all this stuff. Shepherd! Bring them in there just to protect you, you know. And again, problem, reaction, solution. That's how they do it, and that's how you're going to bring down the United States. And even with the I've often said that the reason the United States has lasted so long with all the dystopia that's going on is because it holds position as a world reserve currency.
Yep.
And I said when Russia went into Ukraine and Biden put sanctions on Russia and blocked them out of the world reserve currency, this has never been done before. This is going to start the ball rolling where the countries of the world are going to lose confidence in the US's ability to be able to manage the world reserve currency, and they're going to change it. They're going to move it over to something else. And then BRICS started to come online. People start signing up for all this stuff. Now, 10, 15 years ago, they tried to bring BRICS online, and there was a war over it. They bombed Libya into oblivion and all sorts of stuff over BRICS. You know, so now it's happening, and no one's really talking about it. And Biden kickstarted it by blocking Russia out of the world reserve currency. And I said this is what it's going to do. This is what they're going to be doing. They've been pushing all of the old weapons stock out and laundering most of the money out of the U.S. economy back into the hands of the politicians and their weaponings companies through Ukraine. So you can see they're getting themselves in a position.
I think they should have just put Biden in a room a couple of years ago just with a freaking freezer full of ice cream and a wig, a girl's wig, put that on his lap and he'd be freaking right for the rest of his retirement life, I think. The last few years, the old fast got left in him.
Now where everything can crash and burn, and it's going to be how we deal with it. You know, so very, very interesting situation, brother, we're in.
You know, Max, I try to tell people, I agree, and I try to tell folks, you know, a lot of people pay attention to national politics and what's going on with the presidential race and Trump and DeSantis and all the people that are involved in that. And I try to tell folks that you really need to pay more attention to like what's going on at the end of your block or your city council or your county commissioners. I see a trend going, Max, towards away from.
You got some blizzards and everything going over there. Yeah, here it's getting pretty cold. Bloody hell, no wonder why they bloody changed it from global warming to climate change, eh? Bloody, that was a quick move.
Centralized government. I mean, I think how many states now? 40-something states here have proposed using gold and silver as currency, I think, including here in Montana. I think we're moving away from centralized government and more towards a localized sort of people coming back together again in community localized stuff. Do you see, I know there's no silver bullet, but do you see that is one of the things that we're going to have to really move into to bring the to you know repair what we've got going on here, Max? Yeah. Go ahead.
I do, and that's a beautiful thing about the United States. You can do that with the United States. Every state in the United States still has its own autonomy, very different to what it is in Australia, what it is even across Europe. I mean, with the EU, every country kind of still has its own autonomy, but the EU has come in as an umbrella over the top and, you know, taken control of most of that. But yeah, I mean, I think that is going to be the way to do it. Create situations where the government is smaller and smaller and smaller until eventually you've got 7 billion governments, you know, everybody is sovereign. That's what we really want. It's going to be a path back to that, but people are seeing the need to take to that. Like I said, you've got to grow up. You've got to take responsibility for your own life. You don't need parents. Your government is basically the new parents that people adopt when they kind of leave school. They're too scared to take responsibility for themselves. We're getting pushed into a situation
grow
where
up,
you have to.
Take responsibility.
You've got to support your local community, even if that comes down to okay, a local state. Start off with that. Then the local state will become the local county. Then the local county
the big boy
the local suburb. Then it will become your house. Everyone's got to take responsibility for themselves. And we're leading back towards that. And that's really the way out. Now, that's what we do.
Rip off that blouse and put on the big boy pants.
That we have here in Mexico. And stuff. I mean, anarchy simply means no rulers, no government. And that's what we need. We need to learn how to govern ourselves. And this is a huge opportunity for us to be able to do that. You know, all of this stuff is contrived, but all of this stuff happens because we're prepared to step outside our moral compass to abide by the dictates of governments which don't have our best interests at heart. And as I said, they play it all off against each So, you know, create a situation where you think you need government to protect you, but it's the government that creates all the problems, you know, so you'll believe you need them. I think people are starting to see through that. Now, one of the most dangerous things that's happened to us in the last two or three generations is the loss of life skills, and people are seeing the need to get back in touch with these life skills now. That's the way through. I mean, and that's got to get more and more local for people to be able to do this. So, yeah, I think it's a good thing. I mean, and like I said, you've got the position to do this in the states. You've got the opportunity to do this. Each state has its own autonomy. Any state, Montana, New York, I mean, Florida, any one of them could secede from the United States.
That's
if
right.
They want to. They could just declare that, okay, we're out. We're out of the United States anymore. We're going to become our own autonomous state and go back to the way we were a couple of hundred years ago. So, you know, you have the position to do that.
Back to the good old days, guys.
To do that. The problem is, you know, you've got to look at who your governor is, the state governor. Are they still supporting the globalist agenda? You've really got to watch this. So you've got to pay attention to politics. As someone great once said, I can't remember who it was, but it's people's failure to pay attention to politics which results in the world being ruled by evil.
Oh, God, I just choked as I was going to talk then. Swallow, Oz, before you talk. Ready? Now talk. Now I forgot what I was going to say. Thanks for that.
Amen. You know, and so you've got to start paying attention to this. You don't need leaders. You don't need rulers. You just need to have the confidence in yourself to be able to lead yourself. Lead by example in what you do. Be a shining light in your community. And you can navigate yourself back to a point of safety. And I think people are seeing the need for that. I think we're going to see more and more of it. As I said, I mean, the elites are losing their power. The government is losing its power. People simply aren't even really scared of government anymore. They're not scared of the police. They're not scared of, you know, a lot of people stop paying taxes and all sorts of stuff because they're seeing just how corrupt the system is. And it's so in your face now. I mean, you can't deny it anymore. It's blatantly corrupt.
Blatant.
And like I said, it's a time of great opportunity, blatant. Bro. So, you know, you've just got to be prepared to weather the storm. It's going to get really dystopian. A lot of people are going to suffer. A lot of people are going to die. There's going to be a lot of people who don't get it, but there's going to be a lot of people who do. And if you can be a shining light in your community and always stay in your moral compass, then you're going to attract like-minded people to you. And we will be a force to be reckoned with. We really,
that's right.
I mean, you know, we're the ones that are holding it all up, brother. It's all our compliance that holds the whole thing up. That's what I said. You don't even need violence. You just
That's right.
need to stop complying with your own slavery. Then if the government gets violent with you, well, they started it. You may need to indulge in a little counter-violence to repel that attack. But we don't need violence. We could just do this by believing in ourselves and believing in the people around us and just saying, well, we're going to take the world in this direction now. And that's the way it's going. We don't need your permission. Because we are autonomous under God. We can just do what we want as long as we're doing the right thing. As long as we're in integrity, we're in our moral compass, we're not harming anyone. You come along and believe you can harm us and
non-compliance.
Make us comply with your regulations, but all these regulations do is cause harm. How are you valid? How are these governments valid in anything they've done? Everything they did through the COVID jab, support of the genocide in Gaza, every single politician on earth that is supporting any of these things has invalidated themselves. They've advocated their privilege to govern, all of them. You know, it's against the law to support war crimes. It's against the law to, you know, take bodily autonomy away from people and force inject people. I mean, all these things are crimes. So it's time we wake up and realize that. You don't actually have to do what you're told. And, you know, if I was approached by the government and they tried to charge me with anything, my first action would be to question their validity.
Correct.
Okay, if you're going to charge me with a crime, I need to know who it is charging me, because the way I see it, you're a war criminal. You don't even have the right to charge me with anything. You're in abuse of the office that you hold, because you're using that office to delegate yourself powers that you are not entitled to. You're in breach of trust. We trusted you to do the right thing. You brought out this vaccine. This jab. Look at the Pfizer document. 9,000 side effects. Virtually every disease known to man is listed as a side effect of the Pfizer jab. I mean, you know, how can any of this be seen as normal or valid? How can you?
One of the weird ones about it is that one of the side effects was deja vu. Deja vu. I wonder if one of the side effects is the Mandela effect. The Mandela side effect. Holy hell.
Possibly claim that you have the right to dictate anything over anybody's life.
The Mandela effect.
You've done for the last 3 years. So let's establish your validity, and then we'll work out whether you can charge me with anything. You know?
You know, Max,
one of the studies I've read is that in one of the trials, 100% of the mice died. 100% of them. They all died. No, it doesn't matter. They just pushed that out. Let me go over here to the web here, and you can't see this, Max, but the folks watching can. You talked about the Anarchipelago coming up here with Jeff Berwick, and I always love his podcasts, The Dollar Vigilante. And I know you're good friends with Jeff down there, and as you can see on the screen, folks, it's coming up February 11th through the 16th. You can go to thedollarvigilante.com. This is not a paid endorsement. I just like what these guys are doing, so I thought I'd let you know. Looks like you can watch it on live stream coming up next month. I know, Max, you're always there. I've interviewed you before, right before you went. Seems like I always catch you on here the last couple of times right before you go to Archipelago here, Anarchipelago. But tell us about that if you can. There's a lot of great folks there. It's a great time for, you know, patriots to come together, in my view, and talk about alternative ideas and about getting rid of the centralized government like we talked about previously, and having more autonomy and having more of the freedoms that we should enjoy and deserve as human beings on this planet. Tell us if you can about that event, Max, and what do you got? What's in store for that as far as you know coming up next month?
Well, it'll just be going the way it always does. And Acapulco, it's called. It's held here in Acapulco, Mexico, and it's an Acapulco. It's one event that never closed down. Right through the lockdown, through everything, it never closed down. It's just gone on and on and on, and they have no intention of closing it down. It's actually the 10th anniversary this year. We got hit with a hurricane here in Acapulco in February, which actually hit Acapulco right on my house, which is kind of freaky. And it's one of the fastest intensifying storms in history. It was just a tropical storm in the afternoon, and then by midnight it was a Cat 5 hurricane that hit land. I don't think there's ever been a Cat 5 hurricane hit a city anywhere before. But it hit Acapulco directly on my house. It destroyed the whole neighborhood, destroyed a lot of Acapulco, destroyed the secret garden where we hold the event. But we're bringing it all back online anyway. I mean, people have been down there working on the secret garden and getting it all happening again. So
that was a bummer.
Well, it was a beautiful place, but it gives it a chance to be reborn. And that was actually the name of Acapulco this year, was Reborn. And they named that back in like August or something, July or August. And it seemed weird, Reborn. And then suddenly Acapulco gets destroyed and the Secret Garden gets destroyed. Everything's being reborn. So a little bit of foresight there with that one. But it's just an attempt to try to empower people. You know, like I said, what we're trying to move towards is 7 billion governments on Earth, you know, so you know, everybody is autonomous, everybody, you know, is in their own sovereignty, and that's what it's about. I mean, the whole Anarchapulco thing, they're kind of right into the cryptocurrency and all that sort of stuff. I'm not so into that. A lot of people are. Personally, I'd like to get right away from the whole internet system, the whole electronic system. I don't think electronic cash of any kind or electronic money of any kind is good. I mean, In a normal world where the internet is there serving us and you know, it isn't so limited, you don't need social crediting or digital ID or anything to get online, it could work. But I think they plan on bringing that on as well. But I'm even questioning whether they're going to get away with that. I mean, 2025 was the year they wanted to have it all on. And I've often said that our relationship with the internet is going to change at the end of 2024, beginning of 2025. But I think they're even behind schedule with that as well. You know, it could work, the whole central currency thing and the whole cryptocurrency thing. It could actually work if people regain control of their governments. It's whether we're going to do that. But Anarchapulco is a very inspiring event. There's people there speaking about all sorts of different things, and it's all about bringing people together, helping them discover their own power, their own autonomy, and moving us forward and moving, you know, take responsibility for yourself. Like I said, you don't need
sounds like a bird call.
Put down all this stuff with other people as well, all these rabbit holes we go down, and let's move forward as one autonomous group, which is anarchist based. I mean, anarchy, like I said, it just means no rulers,
where do you live?
Government. You know, we can do this. We've got this. If people are prepared to grow up, and that's what the event tries to inspire.
Where do you live, man?
It's also good just for people to come together and meet like-minded people and spend a couple of weeks just kind of hanging out here in Mexico and get away from all the problems of the world you know, and meet people and inspire you and inspire other people and make contacts and go back and bring all this home to your own community and then start applying it to the community that you live in at home. So that's what it's all about, brother, just planting seeds, hopefully empowering people and sending them home the tools they need to improve their own life from where they are, you know.
You know, Max, let's lighten up a little bit here. I see over your shoulder there, you have the bar. I know you own a bar for a period of time and you played some music. Is that from your bar that you had there? How's the music? Are you still playing music?
This is my music. This is my new drum. Pretty cool, eh?
I'm sure you still do that, yes?
Tin upside down. Upside down tin.
I've got in my hand here. I've got a couple of guitars over the back there. But upside I've got a lot down of arthritis in my hand. So, and I got moved out of this house. I think the hurricane happened. One of my flatmates kind of took it upon himself to move me out. I wasn't here. I was in Texas when the hurricane happened. And she kind of moved me out. Moved me to Mexico City. Was the last place in the world I want to be. It's taken me.
Sorry, I'm listening to my mind.
Probably 3 weeks to get back here. And now that I'm back here, everything's still in disarray, and I still can't get things working.
Send the boys in.
You know, it's been kind of crazy. But so, I mean, I'll continue to play music, I think, until I drop. It's just one of those things. But I haven't really played guitar at all since I got back because I haven't had the means to do it. And my hands are quite sore. I mean, I do get arthritis now. I'm getting a bit old. And it was great having the bar, though. I mean, the bar was great as much as it brought a lot of people together and it was a great little social event. But it kind of destroyed me last year, trying to run the bar while doing the conference and keeping barman's hours. It was just, I was pretty messed up last year. I was tired and exhausted and quite unwell for most of the conference last year. So I just kept the sign as a bit of a memento, Casa de los Cuervos, House of the Crow. House of the Crows. It seemed like the right name for the bar. People still talk about it. And it was a good place. It was a really good place. We might even be opening something this year as well. I mean, I've got a few housemates now, and they all want to open a place for a month or 2 months just so we've all got somewhere to go and hang up to the event. So there's a chance that may even be happening as well this year. It won't be the same as last year, but it's a good chance it will be happening. There'll be somewhere we can go. There'll be bands playing and a bit of a social activity every night. So you never know.
Yeah, that'd be great. And I'm going to pop up your website here. You can go to thecrowhouse.com. Let me go here to the website button.
Oh, yeah.
There you see, folks, right there. When you go to thecrowhouse.com, when you first get there and you click that and you get to this page right here, and you can see
don't you know I'm loco from Acapulco? Sounds more Spanish, isn't it? Latino. Hey, Holmes, don't you know I'm loco and I'm from Acapulco?
Merchandise here. Max, I'll tell you one thing. I think that
are you loco or Acapulco?
The internet, of course, has been utilized by the establishment for a variety of things. But I think that's almost the same thing. I know you talked about electronics, and I know that your stance on that. But I think, in some sense, the fact that they had to utilize the internet because they've made, some of them have made fortunes off, internet companies and things like that. Of course,
we know.
But I think that's also been sort of a poison for them as well, because it's allowed folks. What do you think of Elon Musk or any of these? Who knows, Zuckerberg? It still has given an opportunity for people to communicate like we are doing right now. This is something that we would not have had the technology you've been able to do 25 years ago, maybe less than that. So, I mean, it's almost like it's a double-edged sword, right? Electronic stuff.
That's exactly what I was just about to say.
Go ahead. Over to you.
No, that's exactly what I was about to say. It's a double-edged sword. I mean, the international net, it's a net. It's a worldwide web. What do you do with the net? What do you do with the web? You catch things. I've often said that this is why they made 9/11 so obvious. I mean, they could have done 9/11 so that people didn't pick up that it was a false flag. They could have made it a lot better so that the actual story was believable, and it wasn't. And they used that to kind of wake people up. And then we got to a certain point, like I said, when Christchurch happened, that was the beginning of the final move of the end game. I said, we're all going to get deplatformed and moved over into echo chambers, which is what has happened. I mean, I got kicked off Facebook, I got kicked off YouTube, iTunes, iHeart, SoundCloud, everywhere. I just basically got kicked off everywhere within a month. And now I'm over in places like BitChute and Odyssey and Rumble, which are kind of echo chambers, you know. So, but it's been a double-edged sword. I mean, we've managed to really trailblaze through this whole thing. People didn't back down the way they thought that they would. I mean, they really tried to scare us with police brutality, threats of charges and all sorts of stuff. You know, when they started taking an interest in me in Australia, I just left. I think that completely shocked them. And a lot of people have done stuff like that, and we haven't backed down. I mean, if I was still in Australia now and saying the things I'm saying, I would have been arrested years ago, a couple of years ago. But I mean, I've been able to speak out even a lot louder since I left Australia. You know, we've really come to our strength through this, and I don't think they expected that. I don't think they expected that the human will would be so strong. You know, we'd be so addicted to their stuff, you know, their little pleasure centres and their enjoyment zones and their cafes and their lattes and their theatres and all the stuff that they give us to enjoy life with. You know, too many people aren't connected with their real self. And I think they were shocked to find that a lot of us actually are still connected to our real self. And the more you try to repress us, well, we just don't do that. The more you try to push me down the ladder, I'm going to speak out. And a lot of people are like that. And it's often said, once you take everything from someone, they've got nothing left to lose. They become truly free. And I kind of got to that point. I mean, here I am in Mexico. Once I got to Mexico, they went to my sister's place and tried to find me in Australia. They shut down all my bank accounts. They did everything they could to try to shut me down once I came to Mexico. And I just went from strength to strength because, okay, you've shut everything down. What have I got to lose? Nothing. You know, I'm in a foreign country. All I got is a suitcase and a travel guitar. That's all I've got. A few possessions. Nothing. I haven't even got access to funds anymore. You know, so I just went from strength to strength through the whole thing. I mean, you see, like I said, in all crisis, there's opportunity. You know, you've got an opportunity to really step into your power and to realize that life is an emotional mirror. It's a reflection of what you are in. They've tried to keep us in fear the whole time. Fear, 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 fear. So we need someone to come and protect us. And even if people see the problem, they're like, oh, my God, I can see all this terrible stuff happening. Someone needs to fix it, but not me. I'm too scared to stand up in my own power. That's all falling away. A lot of people are seeing the need to fix it, and they're standing up and simply fixing it. You know, so, yeah, I don't think they're going to win. I really don't. I mean, like I said, I think it's going to get more and more dystopian, and they're going to try. But the more they try, the more people just throw off the chains and stand up and say no and realize we don't need any of this stuff. So they're flailing around and trying to throw everything at us that they can this year to try to keep us in that.
Oh, damn it. He's frozen up a bit.
For your state.
Oh, well, while it's on mute. Hey, Roya, and hello, Naresh, and hello, Shepard. Oh, I think someone might have left. Let me check who's left us. We've got a lever. Ah, oh, it's just the three of us. Just the three of us. Just a little groupie, eh? Well, in 15 minutes, I've got an open line. You're both, it's for anyone to share anything you like. There's nothing in particular. It's all for you guys out there. So if you'd like to even come up and have a conversation with yourselves, you're most welcome to do that. I can sit on the side. Hey, welcome to the broadcast. I'm rocking. Yeah, you know, just saying, I've got 15 minutes left to max, and then I'll have a bit of an open line for a little bit for anyone that wants to come up and just have a yarn, general yarn, or share a show that you like or your own show. Yeah, anything, guys. Anything's open. If you've got some stress in your life, you want to let loose and bloody let it out, Uncle Oz is here to freaking listen. There's no doubt about it. It's your time, guys. So, yeah, about, give it 17 minutes. I might even play a song just before it starts so I can make myself a kappa. Put myself on mute. That's not going to work too well.
Try to keep us dependent upon them. And it's all falling apart. It's all failing. So, yeah, they can't keep us down, brother. You won't be able to squash the human spirit that easily. Now, we are far more resilient and far more powerful than people would ever give us credit to be. And that's something that I often say. Everything that is wrong with the world, ultimately, it came from the idea, the spark of an idea in the mind of a single individual that was brought out to the rest of the world. You're all capable of that. We're all capable of having these ideas that can be world-changing ideas. So just believe in yourself. Believe in what you say. Express your truth. If it resonates with other people, it will become a reality for the world. And we're seeing that now. And it's a hell of a time to be alive. But I'm actually quite glad that I'm here for this incredible time in history. It's
just remember, if he's come up and call in or anything, that it is going to be a produced broadcast, obviously. So, yeah, just letting you know that, yeah, this is going to be produced. So that's the way it rolls, you know. Oh, unless things go real ugly, you know, if someone and they say, please don't, well, of course, I wouldn't do that, but that'd be a waste of a whole bloody show then, wouldn't it? But I can respect that, guys. I've done that before. Don't you worry about that.
It's such a pivotal time in history.
You worry about
one of the most important times in history. And what an honour it is to be here and to be in a position where we can speak out about it and we can take responsibility for ourselves. You know, just by doing that, we can change the world. It may not seem like it where you live, but just putting that out there, putting your ideas out there, having people listen to it, that's what changes the world. I mean, I've reached millions of people, and I'm a social misfit from a single-parent family. That never really fitted in with society. So I'm living proof that you don't have to be somebody to make a difference. You've just got to be prepared. There is. And so many people are getting that now. You know, some guy, wow, that's...
Do you know, Naresh, your name's very close to Hebrew. Nefesh. What's that? Spirit, isn't it? Nefesh? Ah, Deruach Hak. No, that's Kadesh. Yeah, sorry. There's another name very similar to yours. Yeah, the Kadesh. The Ruach HaKadesh, the set-apart spirit. Anyway, yeah, it's just your name ring a bell from somewhere. I don't know what it is. There's a connection there. Might be Samaria or Hebrew. I'm sure it's Hebrew or Aramaic or something.
That's really profound. And they take it home and they apply it to their family. They apply it to their life. And then they change their whole environment around them. And someone else sees them and goes, wow. And they do it to theirs. So... it's just this ripple effect, and it's happening right around the world.
You know, it's funny you mention that, because I've told my daughters, and I get like a strange look from them when I say this, but I tell them, pay attention to everything that's going on here right now, because you are literally living through, I think, one of the most monumental historical events, you know, certainly in our lifetime. I told them, I said, you know, children are going to be gathering at your feet when you get older and saying, tell us about this time. Tell us how it was to live through that. I mean, I really genuinely believe, Max, as you stated, because they've lost the narrative, because the media, they have such an iron grip on reality, if you will, because of their control of the narrative from the mainstream media, they've lost that narrative. And it's been a slow process. But the thousand cuts from all the voices on podcasts and internet broadcasts and websites that are going, you know, they're putting out truth, they cannot overcome the mass of us. So I think that we really are going to be a time in this our lifetime. You're not very long. We're going to cast off the chains of tyranny that these people have had upon us in our whole entire lives. And I think we're going to be having a world like we've never known before. People may say, well, that's sort of utopic and that's, you know, that's pie in the sky. Listen, if we're gonna end up somewhere, Max, if something's gonna happen, it's gonna end some way.
How am I angry with you? I just sent you a nice little, you know, how you going punch with a fist, a nice smile and a nice little rosy cheek. I don't see anything too offensive and hateful about that. I think you might be looking a little bit too deep into the matter.
I want it to end the way it's going to benefit guys like you and me.
Looking on the negatives, the positives.
Anyway, over to you.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not going to be an easy process. It's not going to be suddenly we win one day and we can go outside the sun's all shining and there's pretty flowers growing everywhere. It's going to be a process. I mean, it's a pretty dark sort of a world they're creating. And you've got to understand, I mean, they're of the mindset that if they don't get what they want, they'll just go for scorched earth. You know, like a true tyrant will burn his entire country down and rule over the ashes. You know, and that's the mentality of these people. So they're not going to go down without a fight. And it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be us suddenly waking up and you know, Hillary Clinton gets arrested and, you know, we find out that Epstein's hidden on an island somewhere and then we suddenly take the world back. It's going to be a process, especially with what they've done with all these migrants. And all that sort of stuff, you know, brought them into our country, you know. And I don't even think people should be hating and fighting these migrants. I mean, they're as much a victim as everybody else. They've been, you got to look at what we've done to their countries. The West has gone and bombed the shit out of their countries, done terrible stuff to them, and brought them here. And they've all got grudges. But they've been brought here for a purpose. They're as much a pawn as anybody else. And it's not going to help anything by fighting these people. We need to try to establish autonomy for these people as well, whether it's sending them home or whatever. You know, but it's not going to be a pretty process. But we are going to get through it. You know, it's a time of huge awakening for the human spirit, and we are going to make it through it. It's just going to be a painful thing. I mean, birth is always a painful process. Creating a new world is always a painful process. We just create the reset that we want. We just have the our phoenix from us, ashes. But you've got to be prepared to see all this really bad stuff that's going to unfold around you. I don't think we were at the point where we can actually change the system from within the system. You can't elect anybody or hire anybody or vote someone in or vote someone out. The system has to crash and burn. And it's going to be what rises from the ashes that's going to make the difference. And I think that we got this. I really do. I think that there's, even though a lot of people are going to die, a lot of people have had the jab, you know, the depopulation event, I think, is going to happen. But what's going to come through that? What's going to come through the other side? It's going to be people who didn't have the jab, people who didn't do what the government said, people who stepped back and just kind of let the world burn. We did what we could to try to stop it. I mean, I'm still out there trying to get people to wake up and get away from the system and take responsibility for their lives. I think it's important that we have as many people as possible come through to the other side. But I can't see any way of preventing this crash that's coming. I think it is going to come, and we've got to be prepared for that. We've got to really look at this in a sober, realistic way. You know, we're not going to be heading into some easy utopia. It's going to be a painful process. But if we can get through this next year, then I think we're going to find ourselves in a far more favorable position. I don't think the politicians can possibly even get away with what they're saying, no matter how much the media tries to spin it or whatever. Nobody believes them anymore. Nobody believes the media anymore. No one believes anything that they see from these people anymore. People are starting to see that all the people around them, that's where the power is. It's by leading by example in your own community and inspiring the people around you. And realize, this is why I finish every show with Ivan Lakesh. We are literally each other. We are all in this fight together. And if we can lead by example in what we do, be a shining light in our community, be a pleasure to be around, then we will inspire others to do the same. Yeah, and we can just kind of weather the storm. You know, it's like you're on a little rowboat sailing through this whole sea of garbage and there's waves. Garbage falling around it, but if you know how to sail the boat, you're going to get through to the other side. You're going to find that little island, and that's where we're going to be. So we just got to be prepared to navigate our way through these piles of garbage that we're going to see over the next 12 months. And it's going to get really dystopian. It's going to get crazy. Like I said, just look at the first 12 days of this year. It's just crazy, you know. So this is going to be a quickening that happens more and more right through the year. We might see a financial crash, all sorts of stuff. I've been telling people, you know, in 2024, one of the things you want to do is any digital assets that you've got, like cryptocurrency or any of this sort of stuff, you want to start turning these things into real-world assets and get yourself in a position where you can weather the storm that's coming, because the storm is coming. If you can, get out of the cities. I really recommend people get out of the cities because, you know, the cities are run off the trucks. If the trucks stop flowing, then the cities become a war zone, basically. And I can see that happening as well. So just be prepared, brother. Everybody needs to be prepared and start to take responsibility for themselves. That's what this is all about. Like I said, we're going to get through this. We're going to get to this good place, but it's going to be a process. And there might be times where the best that you can do is simply go grey, become unnoticeable, and just navigate your way through to the other side while everyone's just falling off the ramp around you. As much as you want to help them, you can only help them so much. All you can do is offer them advice. They have to help themselves. People have to all help themselves, take responsibility for
the... Whoa, she's breaking up. Whoa. That's their end, not mine.
Choices, but ultimately come to be the ones saving them.
You'll know if it's breaking up on my end, it just stops. There's no ifs, buts about anything with the speech, guys. It just goes, bump. And then you see this little thing going around in circles. And it's like, are you going to kick back in or aren't you? Yeah, he hasn't got much longer, guys. I'm going to play a song by Aha, and then I'll come back in. And if anyone wants to call in, we'll have a call in. If not, I'll run it for another 20 minutes or so and take the show out. Yeah. That's what we'll do. That's what we'll do.
Max, we're just coming towards the end of the show here. Always appreciate you being on with us. And, you know, I want to say, kind of follow up on a point you made earlier, and I've said this many times, you know, the migrants that you talk about that come across the border, you know, if we were in a similar situation where you had a family, and a lot of these guys are coming across without a family, not all of them, but if you were in a situation where you had a family and you lived in one of these crap hole countries, I guess, of course you would pick up your family and try to move to a better place and a better life as well. That being said, when they get here, I think they should act like a guest. They shouldn't, you know, rape the women, drive drunk, and kill people. I mean, they should have a certain amount of decorum, but I mean, you know, follow laws. How about that? But what you say is true. A lot of these folks, not all of them, but some of them, are looking for a better life. There's a lot of military-age men that concerns me, but not all of them. So I just want to make that statement. Max, anything you want to say to follow up with that, or as we go ahead and close out the show, is anything you want to say in closing?
A lot of these guys, as I said, they've had really hard lives. They've watched their countries destroyed. They come into your country, they've got a chip on both shoulders, and they're expecting all of these handouts. They're expecting the world to be the way it is on the TV.
Nah, he's cutting in and out. I'm not going to play that. I can see where it's going. Now, that's my side, that one. Yeah, you can tell two different things. Actually, it is their side, sorry. They're doing it on their end. Nah. Yeah, it sounded like he cut out, but they'll probably say something at the end or at the bottom of this. Yeah, that can happen on their end sometimes because they do audio, like they're doing their own thing as well, and I'm doing my own thing. So everyone's doing their thing. So these things can happen. I guess you could call it. Now let's have a look at this song I'm going to play for old mate here, and I've got to find her again here. Scroll up. This is the thing. This is the mission. I know it's Zaha. I just got to find the old duck and where are you? Back here a little bit. Come on, man. It probably would have been quicker for you to bloody tie. Here it is. Take On Me by Aha. I'm not sure if I've actually heard this one, guys, so let's have a listen. I got a feeling I have. Ah, come on, man. Take T-A-K-E On Me by me. Aha. Okay. Take On Me. Aha. Where are we? Okay. Well, I've got the official video here, actually, so that's a good one. Okay. Yeah. I was just looking at the picture. You can see he's got the old leather jacket on. He's got the hair going. I could smell 80s as soon as I seen it, eh? Giving me a flashback to my old days. What year were you born in, Rocking? If you can remember that from the 80s, I gather you were born in the 80s, were you? Yeah, I was born in 71, so I'm 52 myself. Oh, yeah, 80. Oh, yeah, about 10 years difference. Yeah, good year, man, the old 80s. Pretty easy going and bloody, a lot of trends and, you know, lots of grease in the hair and the old, remember the old, what do you call it, the mullet? The old long hair at the back and short at the sides. That was a pretty common one over here anyway, the old mullet. Oh, what a trip. Oh, my God, the 80s. What was I doing then? I was running around pretty much mid-80s. I was just actually entered high school in 84. I'd seen a movie called The Class of 1984, and it bloody scared the living hell out of me what I was in for because I was going to school in high school in 1984. So that was my year 7. So I left in 84, 85, 86, 87. About 88 I left. And probably about, late 80s I was into the bloody, you know, the heavy metal and all that sort of stuff. Had the old leather jacket going with the patches all over it. Yeah, a bit of a headbanger sort of dude. My hair actually, you wouldn't know it now, but my hair used to look like Slash out of bloody Guns N' Roses, man. I was a wild man back in them days, that's for bloody sure. All right, guys. Well, let's play a little bit of Aha. And if you've got nothing, if you don't want to call in, you don't have to, mate. It's all right. I can understand that. But if you'd like to call in and even just talk about your state or your country sort of situation, I'd love to hear more because it's news to me. I don't even remember seeing that flag again. You're working, are you, mate? Oh, okay then. Well, what I'll do, I'll just play this song. I've got to get myself a quick cuppa. And unless anyone comes in the meantime, I'll take it for another 20-odd minutes, roughly. And I'll end Max nice and clean because I've got another show coming up in about 2.5 hours, my 10 to 12 now that I'm permanent. So I've finally done a permanent slot because, you know, when you're doing podcasting, I think it's really important to do that, you know. You live in the States, it's a disaster here. So is it – okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know, I can see it, man. I don't know how things are going to go for you guys over there. I mean, we're not far behind. We're sort of up your backside, really, when you look at it between Australia and America. You're like our big brother, you know. Without yous, we're pretty much sitting ducks for anyone. I mean, there's only 26 million of us, and our military is pretty piss poor, to be honest with you. And I think we're going to see some big changes with the BRICS coming up. I really do see some geographical and political power change coming up between now and 2030. I can just smell it, you know what I mean? And I can smell a lot of other things that are quite negative that I can see that I'd rather not talk about for the Americas as well. But I don't know, guys. You've got all the resources there. It just looks like it's virtually going to come to you. You're just going to have to be just virtually independent on your own. I mean, what Biden done with this, boycotting America through the dollar, I mean, that was just one of the most stupidest things, move that you could ever make, or not use him as a president. I mean, that just reassured the other countries that how can we trust the dollar anymore, you know, if America can just do that to another country. So I think that was a big eye-opener, a really, really bad move on the chessboard for sure. And now you can see all the countries jumping the jump on board with BRICS, man. It's not looking bloody good, man, economically or even as a kingdom or an empire. And it's really weird because most empires only last around 250-ish years on average. And America's at that pinnacle as well of those statistics. So we shall see. The future will tell. I just hope things are as peaceful as possible in the transaction and all these sort of things. But with massive migration, immigrants that they're just pumping in all the time by the thousands a day, it looks like they're just building up a bloody an arsenal for disaster, to be honest with you. All these fighting age men, where's all the women sort of thing. I just see a plan. The big boys are trying to do something really, really bad. I think I thought they were expecting to do some sort of race war, at least probably even 5 years ago, and they couldn't push it enough. They couldn't do the propaganda enough to create that situation. But I really do believe that that's what they want. They want martial law. They want the United Nations boots on the ground. And just a complete police state, pretty much. It's going to be interesting, that movie that's just come out. Have you seen that? I can understand if you can't type back. I'm just talking, so, you know, don't have to rush back if you can't, if you're at work and that, understand that. But there's an interesting movie. I forget the name of it I think it's a breakdown of the internet or telecommunications and everything. And then the states start going more independent or something. I don't know how it exactly works, but it looks like nearly a scenario. And they've been building up these sort of movies like a hint, hint. It's a bit like the alien invasion with Project Bluebeam, which is another one I want to bring up. I'm one of probably even Russell's next conspiracy shows that I'm holding with him on a Saturday Australian time, Friday night his time. Or Friday afternoon, late afternoon, 6, I think it's there. So, next week I'm bringing up, I think it's Bluebeam. Oh, I should have to double check with him. I remember we brought it up. I'll listen back to the show because we decided at the end what I was going to do. Ah, what the hell was it? It was either Harp or Bluebeam. I reckon it was Bluebeam. Yeah, well, that'll be interesting. Right up my alley anyway, that sort of stuff. All right, enough of me dribbling here. I'm going to play Aha and enjoy. I'm pretty sure I've heard this. I just got an ad, of course. We can help you spend less on healthier summer snacks with fresh specials like juicy Australian. Very interesting times ahead. Very interesting. That's today's fresh food, people. They're really pumping the ads out lately, I'll tell you. All right, mate. Oh, I can see, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I can just see the video clip already. Yeah. The volume's coming through good for you there, mate. Right, be back in a minute, guys. Talking away. Our mate's fallen off, has he? Yeah, he's fallen off the chair, he's fallen off the rocker. He's done the Harry Butler. All right, we'll take it out for 10 minutes with a couple of songs, bugger it.
Why not?
Instead of starting off something else. So, yeah, I'm just going to end the show with a couple of songs, I reckon. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah, why not? Round it off at the hour and a half. Keep it on track with the old mate Max, and yeah, play a couple of songs on the way out. Fan-bloody-tastic. Fan-bloody-tastic. No doubt about it. Okay. You're bloody pumping the ads out these days, guys. Two now in a row. Bloody cheeky little buggers. Bloody cheeky little buggers. Bit of Susie Quattro. Why not? Why not?
Where is it? The skeleton feel like touch. She touches every fire.
starts getting bloody crazy. Starts getting bloody crazy, guys.
For God's sake, keep a grip on yourself, Janet.
It seems unhealthy here.
It's just a party, Janet.
Well, I want to go.
Well, we can't go anywhere till I get to a phone.
Well, Vanessa Butler or someone.
Just a moment, Janet. We don't want to interfere with their celebrations.
This isn't the Junior Chamber of Commerce, Brad.
They're probably foreigners with ways different than our own. They may do some more folk dancing.
Look, I'm cold, I'm wet, and I'm just plain scared.
I'm here. There's nothing to worry about.
How'd you do, Mark? See, you've met my faithful handyman. He's just a little broad guy, nigga. When you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung out by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you around, maybe play you a sign. You look like you're both pretty grooving. Or if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car.
We need to meet you, Dr. Fletcher.
We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat wheel. How about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania.
Show you my favorite. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. And see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation.
But maybe the rain is really to blame. So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom.
Right, so we'll take it out now. Well, thanks for listening, guys, and I'll catch us all in the next episode. All right. I'll just get this little... It'll take a couple of minutes for this little sucker to bloody take me out of here for sure. All right, catch us later. Take care.